I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change, encouraging you to know the unity that is possible within you. Continue to grow in that which you understand as wholeness. Continue to understand what it means to merge the energies within. For the opportunity for union within is great at this time, and the resonance that is possible for you is that of the deeper peace. And upon the deeper peace comes the deeper wisdom. And from the deeper wisdom comes the ability to finally trust yourselves, to open to your greater power, to your greater presence, to more of who you are. Take a breath. We remind you in this moment that each and every one of you are channels, and that you are learning to channel more of who you are. Take another breath and feel the energy of that statement. For as you channel more of who you are, the chemicals within your body change, and you are open to that which you understand is evolution of your DNA. Most importantly, to evolve and redefine yourselves in the light of the new knowledge of who you are as universal human beings, universal beings. Feel the stillness within you. Remember, you are saying yes to yourself. Now we ask you to focus upon your heart. For as you are all channels learning to channel more of who you are, we encourage you to go deeper within to the very heart of your being, to the place where the energy of infinite love, unconditional, never-ending, resides within each and every one of you. And as the union continues to grow inside of you, the strength and the ability to radiate infinite love becomes more profound, more real in your everyday life, and more possible. Nurturing yourself first, and then to nurture others. In this moment, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves to receive more of who you are. As you listen to the words of Kryon, knowing how connected we all are, opening to the deeper unity, living in profound peace, growing in wisdom, may you smile more. From the Kryon entourage, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. The blessings of unity, may they be all that you desire. Together let us affirm, and so I am, and so I am, and so I am.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps away from his consciousness in a move that has been practiced for years. And this is not an easy human attribute. For yet again, the human wants all the time to be in complete and total control over those things which are most pertinent to their survival. And one of them would be their consciousness. And so the channeling that you see of the type that you are looking at in this energy is a bit different than that of the past. And we have said this before, there is no takeover of the human being. There is instead a meld, a partnership. And that is what you see. So as my partner steps aside, he is looking and watching at everything that takes place. He is able to write it down later, if needed be. And this is because we have a human being who is able then to work with that sacred part of them in a way that is new and different, a participation instead of the takeover. What you see in this new way gives the ability for humanity to then participate intellectually, emotionally, in the very things and the messages they are given. It enhances the messages. For the human who is in this channeled state is a translator. A translator using the language that they have, who they are, and moving through a system which is through a portal of the pineal. And the system is communication from a multidimensional source to one that is linear. So all of this to say that what comes next, like so many other channels we have done, is a combination of new things and things which we've stated before that have been spread over many channels that are now coalesced into the one in order to bring forward a new concept. We want to speak more about the human being's Akash. Now you will notice that we seldom use the words Akashic record, because the very semantics of the word record gives you a linear list. And we don't want you to think that way. Not only that, the human Akash contains far more than a record of lifetimes. And so this is where we're going to start today. And slowly, my partner requests that any new concepts are given, that they'd be explained correctly and well, so that you would understand them in their completeness. What do you think about when we say Akash? We've named this channel the elusive Akash. So we make the statement of what it is. The Akash of the human being is a history of everything the human being has experienced on the planet Earth. Now, there are more Akashas, even inside you, that go beyond humanism, but they're very well hidden. So you might say that most of what you have, as we call the Akash, your experience on Earth. Now, it's hidden, and it is elusive. And so we start here by telling you how it is that it can be inside you, and yet you'd be so unaware of it. Most human beings have no concept that it is there, and yet many are driven by it, and you never know it. And so that should tell you right away, this is not something that communicates to you traditionally. It's not as you expect. Now let's back up a moment. There is a system, dear ones, and it is beautiful. I sit in front of you, knowing who is in the room, knowing about your lives, all of them, knowing the puzzles you carry around today. I sit here as an advisor who has never been human, watching you work a puzzle which is amazing to us. I want you to know that what you might call a soul group, that are specialists in biological being expression, is you. That the creative source, which is God, that has made the universe, the galaxies, all that is, there is an elite group, if you want to call it a group, of the soup, which is God, that specializes in doing what you're doing. And they got to be tough. If you want to know what's at the core of your soul, it's love. And when you come into the earth, you give it away. That the attribute of God that you are stays on my side of the veil, and you come in as a biological being hidden from who you are, trying to make your way through a dark earth, trying to find the light that's inside. And now you know why. We are at your feet, saying thank you. You've got the hard work. Cryon's been here a long time. I've been here with you when we watched the grids being set, when the earth was being formed. Just like you'd watched other planets and other places, knowing that you'd be on it, doing what you're doing over and over and over. Certain group of you coming in first and the ones later. That's the system. And there is a real attribute of structure within it that honors consciousness, free choice, and concepts that we're going to talk about right now. And what I want to tell you is that what you call the Akash is intrinsic. It came in with the creation. It is part of you that can never go away, can never be erased. And you live with it every day. It is part of the system. And you're born with it. Now here is what makes it elusive, dear ones. This system, this beautiful system, wants to be in your pocket as a help all the time. But it responds to the human free will attribute on the planet. If humans decide that the planet should go backwards into darkness, the Akash behaves differently. If humans decide that humanity will increase in consciousness and the light will start to take over, the Akash responds differently. And we have given you this information about what to expect in the future regarding what we have discussed as instincts of humanity. So we're not going to cover that again. I want to talk to you about the Akash. It is so elusive. If I ask any one of you, tell me about your past lives, the chances are that even the most enlightened of you would say, I'm not really sure. I may or may not have been here or there. I cannot seem to pick it out of the soup, which is my consciousness, and some strange memory that I might or might not have. And you'd be right. You'd all be right. And the reason is this. Now listen carefully, for this is new information. The Akash is not in your brain. And that is where the synapse of memory occurs. So you are searching for these things in a structure of consciousness that works with synapse. The Akash is not in your brain. The Akash is in your DNA. So suddenly, we have a situation where communications to you is different. It's not linear. It's not able to be remembered like your brain remembers anything. It just isn't. And yet it's there. So what we want to tell you is the DNA communicates to you and your consciousness in a different way than your brain does. And this is complex, but I'll say it anyway. It has to get to your brain somehow for you to cognize it. Because that is your consciousness. And it does it with what we call overlapping multidimensional fields. Now, this is not a mystery. For in electronics, you have this as well. But it doesn't talk to you in memory, in synapse, in structure, or in linearity. It talks to you in emotional concepts. The process of overlapping multidimensional fields has a name in electronics, and it's called inductance. It's also the way that the sun transmits to you the information, even astrology, through the heliosphere to the magnetic grid through overlapping fields. So this is repeated. It's fractal. It happens even at the basic DNA level, where you have a field around your DNA, which interacts with your consciousness. All this to say that the Akash is elusive because it does not allow you to remember as you're used to remembering. It's not traditional. So let us speak of those things, how it works, what the energy of it is today, and where it's going. The Akash has what we would call drivers. Drivers are what drives the Akash into your brain and allows you to feel something. It does not come as memory, as we said. So the Akash does not feature past lives per se. The Akash does not broadcast to the brain who you were, where you were, when you were. No names, no genders, even though you think you might know. What it does is give you experiential, emotional concepts. You think you were someplace, you think you did something. That's coming in a moment, but that's not the drivers. I want to tell you where the drivers are and what they are right now. The Akashic drivers for humanity at the moment are the same ones they have been for eons. The things that you will remember first that drive themselves into your consciousness about your past experiences are fear and drama and unfinished business. And you know I'm right. And so what do you remember, old soul? It's what you're afraid of. And the Akash will give you this not as a remembrance of what happened and when, but the fact that you felt it whenever it happened. They're called drivers because they drive you into action or, in many cases, non-action. You won't go here or there because of what you feel. The concepts are at the DNA level, and they radiate and drive you through their exposure to the brain of emotion. Why are they so low energy? Why is there fear and drama, unfinished business, and yes, let's call it what it is, guilt? Why? And we have given you the information before. It is because of the energy that you've created on the earth by free will up to this point. And that's changing. Imagine an Akash which is realigning its drivers. What if instead of fear, drama, and unfinished business, the Akash started to present something else to you? And it will. It comes with the territory of this new energy, of the recalibration that is going on, a change in the way Akash communicates, because you are increasing your vibration. All of the cells in your body know what's going on in this a new era. You might ask right now, well, Kryon, does that mean that everybody's Akash knows? And the answer is yes. The difference is whether the brain will allow it or not. Now, here's where the pineal comes in. The brain also has its drivers and some spiritual drivers. You will call them filters, things that it starts to allow or not allow based upon a new consciousness that you are creating. And part of that is the allowance of the Akash to talk to it. Those in this room who are listening to this message and those who are listening later to this message will start to understand that as they increase the light they let in, awareness, truth, it changes then the communication of the Akash. And the drivers start to change. Now let's talk about one of the chief drivers and how it works in a moment. But I want to tell you there are always exceptions to the rule. Because these things I am telling you are not absolute for every single human being. There's always those who are different. And the reason is because your life's path, what you came for, and what you're doing on the planet in service to humanity or not, is unique to you. So I give you an overview, and that's all I give you. But let's talk about one of the exceptions. And this is where you're going to start to see what I'm saying. The child prodigy is not driven by fear, drama, and unfinished business. The child prodigy who plays the piano like a master when they're four is driven solely and completely by their craft. The painter who paints like a master when they're eight, driven by their craft, and that's all they see. And so therefore you have the puzzle in psychology where you will have a human being without the possibility of having remembrance of something that in 3D they never experienced in this life. And the puzzle for psychologists is, how could this be? Where is it in the brain? I will tell you, the DNA is pushing it to the brain as fast as the brain will receive it. The craft, where do your hands go? How do you hold the brush? What are the notes? Do you remember the music? That's a special case, dear ones. But you see it often enough for you to know it doesn't fit with synapse and memory. That is the Akash. At a multidimensional level, pushing something to the child that's conceptual. Art, music, poetry, sculpture. All of those things. It takes lifetimes to make a master. And they will be born over and over, continuing the one that they left off. And all they want to do is keep going. Now that's different than yours, but the possibilities of all the things that I've talked about are reduced to one thing for them, the one focus for them, and you get to see it in a child prodigy. But in most of you, it is not that way. The thing that drives most of humanity in the drivers is what you have labeled karma. Now, karma is more than unfinished business. Karma is something that you have experienced an emotional response so often that you want to do it again. Not necessarily something you didn't accomplish, so you have to do it. Karma doesn't often even feature completion. It just is. Policemen become policemen, and military men become military men, and mothers become mothers because they have in the past, and that is what they remember, that's what they see, that's pushed to their brain, and they go and do it. You know, you want to know the classic?
The classic that the psychologists have a really hard time with. It's hard to describe, but you know what exists. These things that you remember, sometimes they're not pleasant. But you remember them as you, and you can't deal without them. That's karma. There are human beings who come in that are convinced they don't deserve to be here. And therefore, the thing that will help them in this solution of not being here and not deserving to be here is if they're abused. And if they're abused, it just validates they shouldn't be here. And so they will get out of one abusive relationship to move in and select another. And another. And their friends will look around and say, "You're nuts. You keep making the same mistake." At the Akashic level, they're not making a mistake at all. They are responding to the same instructions over and over. Do you see this? This is what the Akash does. It presents to you concepts of existence. It'll make you afraid if you've been there before. If I told you, dear ones, that you had been killed because of your belief, you'd believe me. If I ask you how many times and where was it, you'd have no idea. Do you see what I'm saying? The Akash deals in concepts, not memories. Now, you get in some interesting concepts that are transmitted through the Akash. Let's talk about past lives. Past lives carry the concepts into the Akash and they are inherited. So if you were a warrior, if you were killed in the battlefield, if you liked the smell of gun smoke, these are passed to you. And some of you can stand in a battlefield and smell it. And you'll know there's something there. Now, dear ones, that's our concept. And it goes right into your central sensory perception. That's the Akash at its best. You're not remembering as much as you are feeling something that exists to this day inside you. The past life reader has to sort all of this out. They must linearize something that is not linear. So concepts are not linear. It's elusive, you see. Now the old soul, they've got an added Akash. The old soul, the one who's been here as definition for thousands of years. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, some of you, part of the seed group even, have experienced just about everything there is to experience. And so what do you think is in your Akash, old soul? And I will tell you, it's the same as everyone else's, drama, fear, and unfinished business until now. The old soul has a storehouse of awakening lifetimes. And in the new energy, and I'll tell you in a moment, that is what you're going to start remembering. So being an old soul up to this point didn't hold near as much weight as it does now. Things are recalibrating. This is a recalibration of the Akash. How you feel, what you do with it, and how it drives you. The most interesting one in the old soul department, and also combined with the way things work, the old soul's got it all figured out. There's nothing new, they think. But in that they have captured and cognized and committed to a way of life, or what they think is a way of life on the planet Earth. It's so interesting. I gave the scenario before, and I want to give it again just to preview this to you, and it's controversial. Don't raise your hand, but how many of you were on Atlantis? And then I say to you, really, which Atlantis were you on? And you would say, well, I was unaware that there was more than one. And I will tell you, a lot more than one, dear one. And then I said, and what happened there? And you will tell me, well, we had this advanced society and that we were terminated because we did something wrong. And I say, oh, really? And how many times? And you say, well, over and over. There are some concepts that you have brought into the Akash which are extremely human. I'm going to call it God with a human brain. Gaia with a human brain. The creator of the universe with a human brain. The Greeks did it very well. They created their gods above all humans, and their gods had all kinds of problems. Their gods had jealousy and hatred and incest. Their gods didn't like each other very much. They toyed with the humans. There was judgment. There was anger. That's the mythology of the Greeks. Well, of course, you're way above that today. You've got a god who is love. And then there was a war in heaven and a fallen angel and anger and judgment and grief. You have simply done the same thing the Greeks did, only it's a little more modern. That comes from the Akash. Believe it or not, it's a conceptual belief that consciousness is the same all over the universe, and it's human consciousness. Gaia, as a beautiful entity, gets angry and strikes you with lightning. Gaia, as a beautiful entity, gets angry and dries up the ground so you can't have crops. You see what I'm saying? That comes literally from the old soul. The longer you've lived on the planet, the more you associate your consciousness of humanism with any other consciousness that you see in the universe. And that is going to change as well. So why the Atlantis issue? All right, I'll explain it yet again. Lemurian, you got off that island when it started to sink, the mountain of Hawaii. We've given you this information before, and you escaped. You know what Lemurians like to do? You know what was in their Akash all along? The concept of island protection. You look for another island. And whether it's a city-state or an actual island, you want to be on one. Because that is in your Akash. It's a concept of being. And so many Lemurians over history ended up on islands. And through often natural recourse of volcanic activity and earthquakes, the islands would go under. And that was in your Akash. Now, what do you think you did next? Look for another island. Next lifetime, look for another island. You know, it's interesting, but it's extremely human that when bad things happen, you'll blame something, someone, somehow, usually yourself. You get guilty about it. And now you've got another consciousness going on that the island did something to you. That's the Gaia effect, supposedly, that Gaia is angry. The Gaia effect, actually, is a beautiful cooperation with human consciousness. But your Akash, which is very elusive, will tell you differently. So the old soul remembers Atlantis incorrectly. Atlantis is simply a generic name for an island you're on which destroys itself. And you've done it many times. Most islands surrounded by water had a reason why they're surrounded by water. Many are volcanic. Sometimes they sink. Sometimes they're in vulnerable places and they've been covered by more water when there's flood. Sometimes it's cyclical. Sometimes it only happens with the water cycle every 1,500 to 2,000 years. count on a Lemurian to be there.
Did you ever think of that?
This is not to discount Atlantis itself. This is to tell you there were many of them. This is what the experience has been for you. And we always have to ask, which one are you talking about? As far as advanced technology, I'll tell you what you are calling advanced technology is high-minded conscious thinking. That's your high tech. Because on an island, you can get together like you did in Lemuria and think as you wish. You can even raise the vibration of the land you're on. You tend to want to do that because you did it before. It's not about machinery. But that's not what your Akash tells you, because it's conceptual. Turn the page with me for a minute. I want to tell you about the new drivers of the Akash. And they are compassion and love and finished business. These are going to be the ones that are going to be received from the old souls, brains, who start to think out of the box of traditional thought, who start to see that they are not ones who don't belong here. That the self-worth department is not in the cellar anymore. It's out in the light and it sees that it deserves to be here because it's time. And in that process, it gains self-esteem and allows the Akash to speak to it in higher concepts, compassion. Ask a surgeon about how human beings can keep themselves alive and will themselves through a surgery. Ask a doctor if he's ever seen mind over matter. A doctor who works with people. And all of them will have their stories. All of them will have their stories. And so what about a human being who becomes a higher thinker, who starts to see that they are worthy of being here? What do you think their chemistry is going to do? The Akash speaks to this through concepts. Into their brain goes the concept. There is no more karma. They have voided the karma, and we told you that 23 years ago. When we wrote the first communication, drop it, it is not needed anymore, go forward. It is not the driver of humanity or civilization. And some of you are mystified because without the driver of karma, you seem empty. Let me tell you, it's time to understand what that is. It means that you control your life. It means you're not a victim of the circumstances that push and pull around you. You've dropped it. And so now you're open to whatever you want to create. Now that's conceptual. And human beings who don't get the message think there's something wrong. They liked the other feeling of being incomplete. It's a recalibration. No more karma. Past lives do not have the influence that they used to. And the things that you used to remember about the past lives are recalibrated, and you remember success, love, compassion, results. And you want them again. Do you see where this is going? Imagine a human being driven only by positive things. Imagine. Imagine a human being driven so completely by positive things that they will develop books and television shows and movies about positive things. Imagine how that might change what others see and feel. Imagine how the few can show something to the many, it might change the planet, old soul. And the way things work, I'll tell you, you start to remember not the mythology, but the reality of God. You are part of the puzzle. You are part of the universe. You deserve to be here. And the way things work is that the more you awaken, the longer you're going to live. And you never see an angry God. You never see the mythology of one who has judgment. Never existed. That's a human thought placed upon God. Gaia becomes your partner. Not one you have to give offerings to because it might hurt you. You see the differences? This is the elusive Akash, which in a recalibrated mode is becoming a lot less elusive. This pushes human beings into a whole nother consciousness of being. And the masters had it. All of them. Again we say, in closing, again we say, what's your favorite master? Who? Put yourself with her or him right now. And I want to ask you, how do you feel? And your answer will be peaceful. Oh, so good. And I want to ask you, what do they have that would ever let you feel this way? And the answer is what you are learning to have. Peace where there is no reasoning in 3D for peace. Calmness where there's no reasoning in 3D for calmness. Awareness of beautiful esoteric things that are out of the sight of those who only trust what their eyes can see. The love of God, which becomes prominent in your life and affects you because of the way you treat other people, is shown, is seen. It's manifested in your daily life. Things that used to be a problem are simply parts of the challenge of the test of the planet, and they don't affect you at the core level. Some of you in this room have to hear that because you know what I'm talking about. Isn't it time to get rid of that? Why are you letting these things drive you into the frustration? It's making you older. And you can let it go now. The catalyst to an enlightened planet is sitting in front of me. It's the old soul who will allow these things to take place in their lives and live longer because of it. For those in the audience come from a healing, let it be. Let it start. Let you walk out this door right now, knowing that it has begun, and you can feel it's begun. I want to tell you something you may not be aware of. Every cell in your body knows what I'm talking about. They're all cheering. If you'll allow them to do so, you're in charge of it all. The brain is the great central station of transit of energy. And you're in control with free will of what you allow into it. And it's time to allow a new Akash to speak to you about the glory and the majesty of the system that is you. That is the message for the day. I am crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. And so it is.